you know, no one ever knows because it's a game of positioning and things like that. But there's a couple things that are pretty obvious going in, which is that NBC will be somewhat weakened this year with the loss of a couple of high-profile shows for advertisers. CBS, by holding their audience this year, is very bullish about what's going on in the network. And CBS is generally, because of their older skew, been in a second or third rate position in terms of setting the market, but I think that they feel now it's their turn to start setting the market, and last year they did hold out for higher CPMs. So I think that we're going to see an interesting battle here for who's the lead network between NBC and CBS. And ABC is severely weakened, and they generally will just wait and sort of nip in and complain and try to get people to pay them more than they want to toward the end. And Fox will quietly go through the motions, and John Nesbitt will extract a good price out of the marketplace, dipping a little bit under the lead. My guess is that you're going to see, and again, until budgets are registered at the agencies, there's really nobody who knows this, but I think you're going to see increases, real increases of somewhere in the 3-4% range in terms of the volume of money that goes in. And you've got right now roughly a 6% decline in total, a 6 network inventory, and then it's a question of how much money gets shifted and can get shifted to premium cable networks that'll kind of dictate what the price is, 5-7% or higher for the lead network and everybody ducking in beyond that, unless there's some dramatic change, which we've not yet seen in terms of the advertising economy. It's going to be, I think, a fairly quiet upfront market without any, you know, wild increases. Advertisers are, if they step up with a lot more money than expected, then, you know, all bets are off and you're going to see the prices go up quite a bit.